This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com, and I want to talk about the joint declaration with the Lutherans on the doctrine of justification, which was approved by John Paul II and Benedict XVI, and it was signed by the Vatican II sect and the Lutherans on October 31st, 1999. This agreement is an outrageously heretical agreement, and it constitutes absolute proof of formal heresy, just one of many countless heresies taught by the Vatican II antipopes. Now, there are many lies that are spread on this issue. Many defenders of the Vatican II sect try to explain away the joint declaration. For instance, I conversed with one defender of the Vatican II sect who said that it actually defends Catholic teaching, and he also claimed to have read the document. That is simply astounding. Perhaps he doesn't realize how the document is set up. The way the joint declaration with the Lutherans is set up is that it contains Lutheran teaching and it contains Catholic teaching, but it says in the document that none of the Lutheran teaching is condemned by the Council of Trent, and none of the Catholic teaching is condemned by the Lutherans. And so yes, it contains a lot of Catholic teaching in it. That's completely irrelevant. It says that none of the Lutheran teaching is condemned by the Council of Trent. It also says in paragraph 1 that, quote, the remaining differences are no longer the occasion for doctrinal condemnations, end quote. That is blatantly heretical, because the Council of Trent infallibly declared that no one can be justified unless he accepts the Catholic teaching on justification which was defined by the Council of Trent. That's from Session 6, Chapter 16. And so that statement by itself would prove that the whole joint declaration is blatantly heretical, because the Lutherans don't accept Trent, and this agreement says that the remaining differences, for example, the fact that they don't accept the Council of Trent, are no longer the occasion for doctrinal condemnations. That is false. That is heresy. But additionally, the agreement also says, for instance, in number 41, the teaching of the Lutheran churches presented in this declaration does not fall under the condemnations from the Council of Trent, end quote. So all of the teaching of the Lutherans, which is given in the joint declaration, is not condemned by the Council of Trent. Well, this joint declaration contains the worst Lutheran heresies on justification, which were explicitly condemned by Trent. It contains justification by faith alone. Paragraph 26, quote, according to Lutheran understanding, God justifies sinners in faith alone, end quote. Is that heresy? Of course it is. The Council of Trent condemned faith alone approximately 10 different times, and in various ways. But these defenders of the Vatican II sect will say, no, it's actually a Catholic view of faith alone. No, there is no Catholic view of faith alone. And some of these dishonest individuals will say things like, well, faith alone is acceptable if understood with a faith alone working through love. Well, that's not faith alone. That's faith and charity. It's completely different. It's saying that faith alone is not condemned. That is heresy. It also says, in number 21, according to Lutheran teaching, human beings are incapable of cooperating in their salvation, because as sinners they actively oppose God and His saving action. End quote. Well, before I comment more on this, I have to say that there was a Novus Ordo so-called Franciscan who tried to refute this heresy and the joint declaration in general, and he said that the Sede Vacantis don't read in context and they don't look at the larger picture. And we challenged this individual to a debate, and hopefully he will accept. But in response to his claim, I will say that I studied the joint declaration, I read it at least 3 times, and actually before or at the time I did that, this was about 10 years ago, I read the Council of Trent's decree on justification 10 times in a row. I had read it before that. But I did that so that when I would read the joint declaration, all of the contradictions of the pure Catholic truth would be very apparent. And as you're reading this with Trent in mind, you can see that it's actually the anti-Trent. It's teaching exactly the opposite. It's promoting the very things that Trent condemned. For instance, faith alone, this idea that human beings are incapable of cooperating in their salvation. Well, listen to how closely this parallels what Trent said and actually condemned. It's teaching exactly what Trent condemned. Council of Trent, Section 6, Canon 4, quote, if anyone shall say that man's free will, moved and aroused by God, does not cooperate by assenting to God who rouses and calls, whereby it disposes and prepares itself to obtain the grace of justification, and that it cannot dissent if it wishes, but that like something inanimate, it does nothing at all, and is merely in a passive state, let him be anathema. And so it's almost word for word contradicting what Trent taught, and word for word teaching what Trent condemned. But that's not all, by any means. These articles give all the quotes. It directly contradicts Trent on the issue of Christ himself being our righteousness. It's a Protestant idea that we cannot have any justification or righteousness in and of ourselves. There is no interior holiness that we possess. It is all Christ, where he applies it to us by a declarative act. Okay, and so in Protestant heretical theology, Christ himself is our righteousness. We don't have any righteousness of our own. Well, of course, the Joint Declaration articulates and teaches this heresy. In number 15, it says, quote, the Father sent his Son into the world to save sinners. The foundation and presupposition of justification is the incarnation, death, and resurrection. Justification thus means that Christ himself is our righteousness. End quote. And again in number 22 it says, for persons are by faith united with Christ, who in his person is our righteousness. End quote. Notice how precisely this contradicts the Council of Trent, and how precisely it expresses what Trent condemned. Council of Trent, Session 6, Chapter 7 on Justification. Quote, the unique formal cause of justification is the justice of God, not that by which he himself is just, but by which he makes us just, receiving justice within us, each one according to his own measure. End quote. So it's contradicting this idea that Christ himself is our righteousness. Council of Trent, Session 6, Canon 10, specifically condemns this heresy that I just quoted from the Joint Declaration. Quote, if anyone shall say that men are justified without the justice of Christ, by which he gained merit for us, or that they are formally just by his justness itself, let him be anathema. End quote. So it's specifically condemning the idea that people are formally just by his justness itself. Here's another one. Session 6, Canon 11. Quote, if anyone says that people are justified either by the sole imputation of the justice of Christ, or by the sole remission of sins to the exclusion of grace and charity, let him be anathema. So, if anyone shall say that people are justified by the sole imputation of the justice of Christ, let him be anathema. Another heresy that's worth mentioning among the many in the Joint Declaration comes in paragraph 29. It says, Lutherans understand this condition of the Christian as being, quote, at the same time righteous and sinner. Believers are totally righteous in that God forgives their sins through word and sacrament and grants the righteousness of Christ, which they appropriate in faith. In Christ they are made just before God. Looking at themselves through the law, however, they recognize that they remain totally sinners. End quote. This is Martin Luther's heretical idea of at the same time just and totally a sinner. So it says that Lutherans understand the condition of the Christian, the justified, as being at the same time righteous and sinner. This was directly condemned by the Council of Trent in Session 5 in its Decree on Original Sin. Quote, if anyone denies that by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is conferred in baptism, the guilt of original sin is remitted, or even asserts that the whole of that which has the true and proper nature of sin is not taken away, but says that it is only touched in person or is not imputed, let him be anathema. Another citation from Trent, Session 5 on Original Sin, quote, for in those who are born again, God hates nothing, because there is no condemnation. They are made innocent, immaculate, pure, guiltless. Okay, they are not totally sinners, as Lutheran heretical theology teaches, as the Joint Declaration teaches. And so we could go on and on. There are all kinds of heresies. They're covered in the article. But the people who say that this is not heretical are just pure liars. Just stamp their forehead. Liar, liar, liar. That's what you are. you will buy anything. Benedict XVI could come out with horns on his head saying, "I'm Satan," and you would explain it away. You are oblivious to the Catholic truth we covered in another video and on our website, that heretics always contradict themselves, always use ambiguous language that doesn't justify the shocking denials of Catholic teaching contained in those ambiguous professions. Other people say that Benedict XVI didn't approve this as an article of faith. Irrelevant. He agrees with it. Suppose a guy named Edward drew up a document which denied the Immaculate Conception. And then a guy named Ben goes around giving speeches about how great Edward's document is. Ben is a heretic, even though he didn't sign the document, even though he might not bind the document, he agrees with it, he's a heretic. Another lie that's spread is that the other two documents which accompanied the Joint Declaration explain everything away. Not true, refuted in the article, they contain their own heresies and confirm all the other heresies.